Gail Conway's here with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Earlier this week, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities warned the number of energy customers in arrears could spike with no energy credits expected in this year's budget. So what happens if you find yourself in arrears? What are the best ways to avoid it? And is customer loyalty rewarded? To answer these questions, I'm joined in studio now by Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, over 300,000 electricity customers and almost 176,000 gas customers are now in arrears. What measures has the CRU put in place to protect energy customers this winter?
Good morning. So there's a few measures that are in place, and unfortunately with energy prices still so high and no credits expected in the budget, that number may go up and people will be looking and wanting and needing support. The main thing to be aware of is that there'll be a temporary ban on disconnections this winter. So it'll run from the 8th of December until the 16th of January, and during that time nobody can be disconnected, and if you're a vulnerable customer that period will be slightly longer. Outside of that, if you are struggling and if you are in arrears, you have to have the option of a repayment plan, which needs to be a minimum of 18 months, and as well, you under that repayment plan you can't be forced to make any lump sum payments. And also your supplier needs to have trained staff and support structures in place for people who are struggling with their bills. And then on top of that, outside of what maybe the suppliers offer, the social welfare support as well. And of course, there's the option to look at switching and saving.
So if someone is struggling, but they're still able to pay their bills, how much can someone save by switching? And is it easy to switch?
It is absolutely easy to switch. You could get a discount of maybe 20 or 30% for an entire year. To look at that maybe in numbers, if someone were using an average amount of electricity, they could save over €400 a year. And then if they were switching their gas as well, they could save around maybe €700 to €800 a year. So it's really not an insignificant amount of money. And as we keep on saying, it doesn't look as if there's going to be any energy credits this year. That is your energy credit. You know, we got €250 last year, €450 the winter before that. That is both those sums combined. And people will often ask, what's the government doing to combat high energy prices? What is the energy sector doing? People have the power themselves to really, really make a difference. And that is by going online, or you know, switching and saving and reducing the cost of their energy.
So if someone was in arrears but they've paid it back, do they get a black mark against them if they want to switch?
No, they don't. I would say though, if you are unfortunately in arrears and have built up debt, it is going to be more difficult to switch. And that's why I'd always say to people, try not get into arrears in the first place. Don't put your head in the sand. Try and manage your bills. But if you were previously in debt and you have cleared that debt, you should have absolutely no problem switching and saving. And you know, being on a cheaper deal, being on a cheaper rate is really a great way to avoid going into arrears, as I keep saying.
Now, energy isn't the only area people can save. It's a good time of year to review budgets with back to school costs and the run up. I know it's a bit too early to say this, but the run up to Christmas. what other bills should you look at switching to make impactful savings?
For sure. It's crazy we're talking about that already. But anyway, I always think the back to school period is a good time for people to just review where they are with their finances. I mean, I would argue there isn't a bill people shouldn't be looking at switching and saving. Broadband and TV is another really, really good one. I mean, some TV packages and broadband packages are now €80, €90, €100 a year. By switching, you could have that. So you could, again, save maybe €400 to €500 a year. If you have a mobile phone and you don't need to upgrade, switching to a SIM-only deal for only €10 or €12 a month is another good way to save. Obviously, your car insurance, your home insurance, and your mortgage as well. It's a bigger bill. The potential savings are greater. It's a more tricky bill, should I say, to switch. It's not something everyone's going to do every year, but I'd really encourage people to at least do it once during the term of their mortgage.
Okay, Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.